not entertain!
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives.
Welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is episode 223.
And it's Tuesday, February 27th, 2018.
Promises have been made. Promises are about to be kept. And we'll get to that after I read off the rest of the topics for today. I'm going to talk a little bit about why spelling and proper spelling is so important, especially when you're on social media. And I have a few examples of what can happen when spelling just isn't followed. The rules of spelling aren't followed.
Are you a grammar Nazi?
Yes, I am.
Excellent.
Now,
let's keep going.
I also have a few stories from over the weekend.
Ugh.
I have some Band-Aids on my finger. Jeff recently came back from Florida. Jeff, it's good to have you here.
Mm-hmm. It's good to be here.
And Leighton, do you have a story you wanted to share?
Yeah,
I couldn't remember. I thought you teased something from last week.
I have some.
Some what?
Cricket.
All I see.
Cricket.
Are you trying to make a cricket sound?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Could you just edit that in?
I'll take care of it.
Oh, okay, fine.
No, you won't.
You have a bag. Leighton has a bag.
I have a bag.
It's been shipped from Amazon.
It has the Amazon smile on it.
It does.
Or is the Amazon frown?
Depends which way you look at it.
Yeah.
We're going to do a follow-up to your crickets in the bag.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, we are.
So we're going to have a double cricket episode.
Well, there's going to be a second cricket-related episode, yes. Mm. All right. Enough.
Did we discuss the elephant in the room?
Not yet.
Mainly the elephant that's sitting here in this chair?
The elephant I was about to get to, Jeff. I alluded to it when I talked about promises.
Uh-huh.
Are you not listening? Now it's my turn to sigh. But thank you for jumping in there, Jeff. There is someone here that was promised to be here a few weeks ago, and he is finally here in the flesh. And
in
I guess
the flesh.
The best way to introduce him would probably be with a familiar tune.
If you're not depressed about a life spent alone, stick around. We'll get you there. You know you're depressingly single when you open the Apple Music app and it suggests a playlist called Songs About Loneliness.
Did it actually suggest that to you, Theodore?
No.
That was really good.
That was.
Well done. We had told people, don't get your hopes up, because, I mean, sometimes single thoughts
are a real letdown.
But they're even more of a letdown when they're not up to the par that I feel like I have set over the
You
last
have set
years.
A high bar of loneliness.
I have.
Well done, Ruben.
Well done, Ruben.
We all thought for sure you were barren for life, but there's at least one female that objects with that.
Yes, there is. All right, Jeff is preparing our French press coffee, yes. And he's going to pour it for us. While he does that, I'm going to turn down the music. We can stop being so sad.
It's true. Tears come into my eyes.
Theodore, I know you've got other things you need to do. It's up to you. You can leave now if you want to, or you can stick around for a little bit.
I want to try this coffee, and then I'll leave.
Okay. So while you're doing that, I'm going to go ahead and move over to the grammar Nazi part that I was talking about. We have done this in the past before first off, let me just start by telling you that it is important the way you spell words because they mean different things, and sometimes they mean completely different things, sometimes even the opposite of what you were intending. That's not what happened in today's example, but on social media, I was, I looked up what are some commonly misspelled words on social media. And the word that came up that I really liked, and we'll probably do this again, is the word cologne.
Cologne?
Cologne. And so I'll read you some some posts on social media that didn't quite convey the message that the person was trying to convey. And and sometimes they were trying to be funny.
Oh, no.
So one of them is, it's a lady, and she tweeted out, "I smell like men's colon." And here's some other ones as well. Sprayed his colon on me, so that is all I can smell. And then my favorite one, the smell of my boyfriend's colon, heart.
Sick.
It matters.
That is
probably
terrible.
The most common misspellings are your and you are, and the three different forms of two is the one that annoys me about the most. The T-double-O, the T-O, and the T-double-U-O.
Also, there, and there.
Yes.
Yeah.
One, and I'll admit, the one that I do get wrong sometimes, and I even Google it because I forget which one means which, is effect.
Effect and effect.
Yeah.
And then there's also then and then.
Then and then, I'm awesome at that one.
Then and then.
Then and then.
I saw one the other day that was like really weird. Like normal people wouldn't do this all the time, but I'll see if I can find it. Anyways, continue.
And some of these words are, you just don't know how to spell the word you're trying to spell. And some of them are like colon and cologne.
Right.
But an easy way to get those correctly are if you just Google it.
Just Google.
Google the word, and then it'll at least tell you how to spell it, or maybe if it's a different word completely from what you thought how it was spelled. Anyway, we'll probably do this again in the future because I just LOL'd when I was reading these as I was prepping for the podcast. All right, we had some time, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, do and do,
which
sound the same, but I recently came across a message where somebody used D-E-W in the place of D-O.
Oh, no.
And it was like, I don't know.
I thought that maybe they misspelled, like, the do that, like, a book is overdue at the library. Yeah, and they spelled it D-E-W, as in...
That would almost
be worse. The
mountain
is overdue.
That would almost be worse.
That would be worse. I hate overdue Mountain Dew.
All right, Jeff did finish pouring the coffee.
Yes.
So we each had a chance to sip it.
So what do you think of this coffee?
It tastes like cologne.
Oh, and Jeff, you had a good idea. That we should give a consensus, either a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
Yes, a thumbs up or a thumbs down. So this, I can't remember what are we trying to do with this coffee segment? Like, we're obviously trying new kinds of coffee, deciding if we like them, analyzing them in our own very non-scientific ways. Anyways, are you supposed to try to guess where it comes from, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which... Yeah.
This is a really good coffee.
It is a really good coffee.
As far as that part of it, I give it a thumbs up. Leighton, Theodore, and Jeff.
I think it tastes fine.
It tastes a tad on the weak side.
Yeah, I agree. It tastes like a light roast.
I need to up my coffee content in this brew.
There's not very much body in it.
I was just drinking Main Street coffee before this, and the first sip I did not enjoy. Because it was very weak compared to the Main Street.
Yeah.
But the more I drink, the better it's getting.
That is my fault in just not putting enough grinds in the thing. I'm still trying to perfect my recipe.
It almost has a chocolate earthy scent to it.
Mm-hmm.
A chocolate earthy scent.
Yeah.
So, but it doesn't have a chocolate earthy taste. Just a scent.
Mm. I don't taste chocolate.
That's actually a really good observation, because on the label of where I got this coffee from, it did say cocoa, like hints of cocoa.
See, and at first, I didn't think it was flavored at first, because the flavoring is so subtle.
It's not flavored.
Oh, it's not, subtlest it's not of flavored. Flavored. Okay. So cocoa.
I forget what the other things were, but it's like more of a dark, nutty. This is actually a medium dark roast coffee.
Is it a blend or is it?
It's a single origin coffee.
I'm gonna guess Puerto Rico.
Okay.
And this is not a Main Street coffee. Jeff did tell
me
that
before. This is not Main Street coffee.
Puerto Rico, maybe.
I love how he says that. Like,
like I know.
I can almost taste the sweat of a man who had to wash his clothes in the river because Yeah, because a tornado just recently ransacked his house. I think that's what I taste in this specific cup of coffee.
Here's something that is throwing me a little bit. I do frequent, not as often as Main Street, but once in a while I will drink coffee at a coffee shop closer to my home, which is the Electric Brew up in Elkhart. And one thing I don't like about the majority of their coffees is that it's very sour. Oh. And maybe this is not sour at all.
It would be. That's a trait of a lighter roast, I think.
But I've tried their darker roast, too. I think they all tend to be sour. Mm.
It could be their brewing method as well.
Man. I'm trying to think of where a cocoa country that is filled with cocoa would be. Can you at least narrow it down between...
I feel like this is just dragging on forever.
All right, I'm going to go some African coffee.
Some African, okay.
Some African.
Do you have any comments or thoughts?
I'll just go with the biggest South American country, Brazil.
Ooh, Theodore actually got it right.
Nice.
This is called Brazilian Cerrado, and it is from...
Puerto Rico.
From Brazil. It's from the Electric Brew.
It's from some African.
The city of Brazil in Puerto Rico.
And I would dare say this is probably one of my... This is a coffee that I like a lot. Like, more than most other kinds of coffee. So I would choose this as a daily
coffee. I definitely would give it a thumbs up. Maybe it is a little bit weak. You know what would be fun, Jeff? It would be fun to compare their Brazilian coffee to Main Street's Brazilian coffee.
Mm-hmm. We should try that next week. So, Ruben... Okay, so Theodore, no, you have to stay here a little bit yet.
Yeah, okay. Theodore, the elephant can't leave the room yet.
The elephant can't leave the room yet. So, there is a reason that Theodore is here, specifically to do the single thoughts.
Really? What is that?
To do the single thoughts.
To do the single thoughts.
Yeah, we know that, Jeff. what are you saying?
And why is Theodore doing the single thoughts?
Because he's single.
And he
has some thoughts.
Wait, Jeff, are you saying you wouldn't have done this single thought?
I don't think I would have.
Why? Wait, are you saying you wouldn't have done it or you couldn't have done it?
Oh, kind of both.
What are you saying, Jeff? Speak clearly.
The audacity.
If it were not for Theodore, and you fans have a lot to thank Theodore for at this point. If it were not for Theodore, single thoughts would be dead.
What?
What?
Gasp.
Jeff, are you saying that you don't have any more single thoughts?
I no longer have single thoughts.
How
does a man go from having single thoughts to not having single thoughts?
To having none.
Step A is to become not single anymore.
Wow.
So then what's step Z? Because surely you've skipped over that step by a long shot.
No, basically, I just started dating. Yeah, it's pretty fresh yet, so... But I'm pretty excited.
It's fresh, like this coffee.
Like, yeah.
Brazilian.
Fresh from Africa.
The last time I was on the podcast, I had not had a date yet last time I was on the podcast. Oh.
So 2 weeks ago. This is two weeks fresh. Ago.
Yes.
See, very fresh. One reason I didn't come right away, kind of an excuse, but I was like, if I do the single thoughts, then they're going to be like, why isn't Jeffy doing the single thoughts? And I kind of wanted to wait until he's for sure wants to...
Oh, so you were looking out for Jeffy.
I was, yes.
Theodore's got my back. Theodore's a great guy.
Way to go, Theodore.
All you ladies out there.
All the single ladies.
Who can't date Jeff anymore because he's already taken.
All right, congratulations, Jeff. Did you want to say who it is at this point?
Yeah, I'm dating Louisa Friesen. She is a teacher at our school. We met several years back.
We own a school?
Or not
so. The French press school?
No. At our church school. At our church school that we all went to at UCS. She's a teacher at UCS. She teaches English and Spanish. And yeah, we met probably a year and a half ago, I think, somewhere around there. And it's a little more recent development, but yeah, I'm pretty excited
about
it. So.
Very good. Congratulations.
Jeff, I feel like this podcast, I feel like you have resources. Layton has been married for almost a year.
That's true.
I've been dating for almost 6 months, but I'm engaged.
Yeah.
So I did at least a few things right. So I feel like you can bounce some ideas off of us if you have questions.
And we'll let you know, kind of like this cup of coffee, kind of maybe where the idea came from.
Is it a little weak? Is it strong?
Where it should go.
I may defer to that at some point.
Well, congratulations, Jeff. We're very excited for you.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Theodore, for your sacrifice.
Thank you for having me.
And we hope to hear back from you again. And if anyone has a single thought, Theodore did leave the room. The elephant has left. If any of you have a single thought, you can message it to us through Facebook or send an email, mail@frenchpresspodcast.com. And we will definitely take a look at it. And if we don't think it's great, we won't use it. If we do think it's great, we will.
I think we'll probably still end up using it most of the time just because we're desperate to come up with single thoughts. Since none of us have the resources.
Wherewithal
to come up with them on our own now.
I think that was the first time I ever used wherewithal correctly.
I don't even know if it
was. Wherewithal the times that you used wherewithal.
I never used it I didn't use it often because I didn't know what it meant.
Wherewithal.
You know what that means though, Jeff, don't you?
I
mean, more it, it.
I know what it means due to context.
Okay, it actually means more like money.
Yeah.
Or funds, but I think it works in a.
Yeah.
In a metaphorical way.
Yeah, the resources needed to do that.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on then. Real quickly, I'll just get my injury out of the way.
Yeah, Ruben. Why are you all bandaged up? You look like you work at a trailer factory.
I don't. It's a relevant topic because this is the French Press podcast and we were drinking coffee. I was over at Layton's house the other Friday night or Saturday night and the coffee was being brewed and I like hot coffee.
He loves
as much as the next person. And Jeff, you heat up our French press coffee to 194 degrees.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty hot.
That's hot, almost boiling.
198 is actually better, which is even closer to boiling.
I dare say that Layton's coffee is several
thousand.
Well, I was going to say a couple. It had to be close to boiling. It was so hot. Anyway, it started overflowing. I grabbed the coffee pot to pull it away so it would stop dripping.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process, it slushed over the handle onto my fingers just a little bit. But then I thought, well, I should move it and dump it out.
Uh-huh.
Into the sink.
Right.
Because it was still maybe bubbling a little bit, probably because it was boiling. But it in the brief moment between me pulling it out and getting burned and screaming a little bit,
and then
setting it back down, and I didn't look at my hand at that point. However, I then thought it for some reason I decided it would be best just to pour it into the sink.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only a few feet. But it may as well have been a few miles.
You mean the sink?
From where the coffee pot was sitting to the sink.
Oh, okay.
Because as I picked it up to move it over there, it sloshed up even more. And even think about it now, I'm writhing. And it sloshed over.
It was so searing.
And I quickly set it back down because it was so hot. And then I looked down and I saw the skin on my middle finger had fallen off. It was that hot.
It.
And it was starting to then.
So it like scalded it really good.
Yeah,
it
was super good. And then it started boiling the ring finger.
Oh, no.
On my right hand. And I went and put it under cold water, and that felt magical.
Yeah. That's actually, to those of you out there who don't know this, that's actually one of the best ways to treat a burn immediately is to put cold water. Not like cold necessarily, but just like cool-ish or cold water over it. Some people put like butter or something on it, and that's actually, or flour.
No, yeah, don't
do that. That actually makes it worse.
Yeah.
Butter.
Butter is the dumbest.
Butter
thing.
Or flour. It actually, like, so what happens is the heat actually gets trapped.
I wonder if avocado. I wonder how that would work.
Yeah.
Because like, butter is.
Because it's like avocado.
Avocado is a substitute.
No, but the heat gets trapped
butter.
Underneath your skin and it's still, like, cooking your skin, like, when you get burnt. And so if you cool that off as quickly as possible, then you're way less likely to get burnt. When I worked at McDonald's, I would often, my fingers would come in contact with the frying pan there, which is really easy to do when you're working there, and that's like 350 degrees. And so the instant you feel that, you can totally feel it when you touch it, but you put it on an ice cube right away and you will never get a blister.
What? If you have ice cubes, do you have a bunch of...
We had ice cubes like
nearby.
Right there.
For that purpose?
No. The ice maker was right there.
Did you put your hand into where everyone was getting their ice cube drinks out of?
No.
Oh, for sure. All the time. I imagine if he hey, you guys want to see a magic trick? And he dips his hand right into the deep fat frying grease for the French fries and then immediately takes it out and puts it right into the ice.
Into the ice.
It's like, shh. That was like what's that called? Hazing?
Like, the hazing.
Like, you had to stick.
Whenever a new guy would come in to McDonald's, hazing. He would like, all the rest of the, like, the senior guys would be like, all right, in order for you to get this job, there's one thing that you have to do to prove that you're a man.
Stick your hand in the oil.
Or just stick it into the ice cubes.
I would take the ice cubes.
All right.
This actually, we have this stuff at work specifically for this too, because with welding, you often come in contact with really hot metal, like 500-600 degrees. It's really easy, except unless you don't weld.
That's right.
So it's very easy to get against something that you just welded. Mm-hmm. And we actually have this spray that's like a refrigerant spray that you spray on your skin to cool it off.
I think it's called Icy Hot.
It's not Icy Hot.
Oh, okay.
Well, didn't you have a piece of steel kind of float into your sock or something?
Yeah.
Or was that someone else?
Yeah, no, it went. I had a hole in my pants, and it went down that knee hole and followed my pant leg down into my boot.
But I think at that point.
And it settled right on the top of my ankle.
Nah.
I think at that point it was like too.
Oh, it festered real good.
It was too far gone.
We took a picture of it.
Yeah, and we also slit it open.
That's right.
Popped it open.
With a used syringe.
Ah, yeah, that's right.
I think I found it close up in Elkhart, somewhere close to my house.
That syringe?
Yeah.
Oh, wasn't I thought you were talking about my blister.
No.
I wonder where he got to.
Yes. Anyways.
Anyway, I'm recovering. I've got Band-Aids on, but I feel awesome.
I'm still recovering, too.
From Florida.
From week.
Not being single anymore.
Oh, that, too.
Oh, okay.
What was Florida like?
Not much
Chef?
To recover from. Florida was great.
VWAS.
It was sunny.
Oh.
It was 80 degrees.
Ugh.
And lightly breezy. And we were close to the ocean down in Sarasota. Went down to Sarasota, Florida. And yeah, it was just perfect. It was the perfect weather to just sit outside and enjoy.
It was the perfect storm.
How did you get around?
I rented a scooter.
Ah.
For 3 days.
For 3 days, you rented a scooter.
Yeah.
Tell me, how fast did this scooter go?
It was the fastest scooter that I could afford.
Was it a scooter where you did not require a driver's or a motorcycle?
It did not require a motorcycle license to drive this, but it did require a driver's license.
So it would go about 35 miles per hour.
It went about 35 miles per hour. I think I hit 41 downhill one time. And
you should have just attached a rope to either Theodore or Kyle on their cycles.
It would have actually probably been better that way, but yeah, here we are.
How far did you drive the scooter?
We actually drove quite a bit the one day. So we all went out cruising the day after I rented it.
You're not allowed to call it cruising if you're going 35 miles an hour.
Well, let's call it. If
that's your max speed.
Except
putzing.
For the speed limit was 35 for most of the time, so I was still.
Yeah, okay. But nobody goes the speed limit, Jeff. Everyone goes 5 over.
Who's in town?
Except for you.
Everyone still goes 5 over.
Everyone does still go 5 over.
Except for you.
Except unless there's traffic, which was great because there was a lot of traffic. And so I didn't have to feel like the dumb guy.
Did you have to? You know how you get up to a stoplight and there's people are stopped and slowing down and the traffic or the cars are getting closer together. Mm-hmm. Did you have to go between the lanes to catch up with Kyle and Theodore again?
No, they actually put me as pack leader so that they would not get ahead of me, which was kind of nice of them.
What did Johnny drive?
Johnny drove I think it was your dad's VTX.
Oh, so he did. You guys legitimately went cruising. Well,
yeah.
Good.
We were out for about three and a half hours the one day. Went all the way from our house to way over to Anna Maria Island, which is about an hour and a half drive on a motorcycle and then back. So
not bad, Jeff. Do you think you'll get a motorcycle license and a motorcycle here in Indiana?
I'll definitely want to get my license. I don't know how soon I'll get an actual motorcycle. But Dad does have one that I can use if I'm sure
he has a motorcycle?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, sweet.
So if I would desire to drive one, I'm sure he would let me.
Very good. Any other excitement from the South? Because we had some other excitement around here, too.
Pretty much all we did besides that was just sat around and played Xbox and shot the breeze.
Breeze shooting with your scooters.
Shot the breeze.
Very well done.
Well, we had a little excitement around here besides burning my fingers off there was a flood, and
I heard.
Honestly, it came so close to my house. It was probably within 3 inches. It came up halfway up my drive, and my basement is also my garage. And it came up halfway up my drive, and if it would have been 3 more inches, it would have started coming into my basement slash garage.
And you're next to a river, which is usually pretty far down from your house. Like, the water level is usually really far down from your house.
Yeah. If you look at pictures of Layton's wedding photos from the bridal party and stuff, that... What?
It's funny to me because it's like, you act like... Well, everyone has pictures of Layton's
bridal
party.
Well, they can
look
at it on Facebook.
They are?
Probably.
I don't know if we ever actually...
Well... Okay, maybe not. But anyway, where we took photos on a... It's called Island Park in Elkhart.
Yeah.
And that thing is completely underwater.
The whole island.
The whole island is completely underwater, probably by 6 feet. I don't know exactly.
It's,
but it's
quite a bit.
It's deep. And normally it's a few feet below the island.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably... I didn't actually even look at an exact number, how much higher the river was than normal. But... Much, much, much higher.
Yeah. So pretty much, from what I understand, I wasn't even here, but from what I understand, what happened was there was snow on the ground, and then it started raining. Mm. And since the ground was still frozen, the water didn't soak down in, and it melted all the snow also, and there was just flooding everywhere. So we have a ditch near our house, and it's usually, when it rains a lot, it gets pretty full and sometimes overflows a little bit into the field. But it was actually, so when it overflows, it usually is about at the level of the road, maybe a foot lower than what the road is down in that area. But there was actually 4 feet of water above the road, 3-4 feet, and there's vehicles like stuck in it. I saw pictures of that.
And I did want to mention, there were specific people that prayed that the water wouldn't reach my house, and it didn't. So I do feel like it was an answer to prayer, and I'm very grateful that it didn't and thankful that it didn't, because it was very far from reaching the first floor of my house, where it really would have been annoying. But there still would have been just a ton of cleaning to do if the water would have got into the garage.
Yeah.
And there is cleaning to do in my yard, because it appears that the entire neighborhood junk that was out, whether it was a loose board or a flower pot or just trash, like plasticware, it all ended up in my yard is the way it looks.
Wow.
This is the first time that I can ever remember. Actually, I was talking to your dad about it, that he can ever remember that we canceled school because of flooding. We had a canceled day of school, actually a day and a half canceled, because of how bad the flooding was.
Yeah. I didn't think it was going to be... I remember Wednesday morning, there was water on the road further down my street, but that's quite a bit lower than where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember... I just assumed, well, it's as high as it's going to get. It's definitely on the way down, but it just kept on getting rising and rising and getting closer to my house, and eventually later Wednesday they cut off power to my house.
Why did they do that?
Because
it would electrify the water.
There'd be a fire hazard.
Aww.
Or at the very least flipping a lot of breakers.
Okay.
I don't know, Jeff, you maybe answer better.
I'm guessing it would just be dangerous in general.
Shocking. People like try to go outside of their house, so they touch the water and get fried.
Well, Lily, who lives just down the street from you, who goes to our youth, goes to our church, she's in our youth group, their family got evicted from their house.
They were forced to leave their house.
They were told,
oh my word, Donald Trump is infringing on their rights.
Not evicted,
to
evacuated.
Bear a house. That's not even the Second Amendment.
Well, there's quite,
like, one
there's
of the
quite
last
a few
ones,
people.
Isn't it?
There was a lot of people that got evacuated, but I mean, she was one of
them. And I was pretty much the last house on that. I live on the same street as Lily. I was pretty much the last house on that street where I could have stayed if I wanted to, because I could still get in from my front door. Mm-hmm. I couldn't. There was water if I would have went around. There was water around the back, so I couldn't have driven a vehicle, or it would have been dumb to drive a vehicle back through there. But I could get to it from the front door. But without power, I didn't really want to stay there. And also, again, another thing that I'm very thankful for, and I'm sure everyone is, at least it didn't get freezing since then. Mm-hmm. So we haven't had to worry. It actually did get below freezing, but right at that point. So it didn't get cold enough to burst a lot of pipes and that kind of stuff. So hopefully all the water will be gone before it
And we've had a number of good dry days since then, and sunny days to boot.
Today was like 60. Windy
it
days
was nice.
Too.
Today was so amazing.
We actually, while I was gone, also our sump pump gave out during this flood, and we had close to an inch of water all over our basement just because of this. And we got it fixed, and fortunately, my room is in the basement, but fortunately I have like a subflooring underneath my carpet, so it actually raises it up off of the concrete a bit. So none of my carpet actually got wet, except for right where it comes out of my room and sits on the actual floor level. But I was fortunate for that, because that would not be fun.
No, it would not.
So much water.
Yeah, Adam Yutzi, I work with Adam Yutzi, he was saying his parents are actually gone, and he went over to their house to check, and there was just water all over in the basement, and they had to rip out carpets and move furniture.
It was a terrible mess.
All right. Well, Leighton, why don't we talk about this brown smiley bag you have?
All right. So, I'm trying to remember how this came about.
I was hoping you remembered.
I think we were at your house one time,
my parents' house.
Your parents' house one time, and somehow we got on the topic of flour.
We did.
And
I know I didn't find it, but.
You know what? We were probably discussing how people always say that avocado can be a substitute for butter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then I thought about, I mean, I'm guessing this is how it was.
I know it wasn't me.
About the substitute for flour, and that is cricket flour.
Cricket flour.
And cricket flour is yet to come.
Yes, I actually have the cricket flour, but what we want to do...
Like made out of actual crickets?
Yes, this will be part two. We talked the other week, Leighton made the joke that his wife made chocolate chip cookies with avocado as a substitute for the butter. So, and I guess we should have clarified this. Does butter even go into chocolate chip cookies?
I mean, I think Crisco
does. Yeah, some of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll find a recipe that needs butter, and then we're going to have just your normal chocolate chip cookies with butter and normal wheat. And then we're going to have some with avocado as substitute.
You said we have a volunteer to do this for us, or are we supposed to do this?
Well, I think between Carmen and Carrie, I think we'll get it done.
Yeah.
But it didn't work out to do it today. And then we'll also have some that is made with cricket flour and avocado butter. And then we're going to taste
the healthy.
Well, I don't even know if it's healthy. It'll just be...
Oh, it's very healthy.
It'll be interesting.
The flour itself is very high in protein.
So we don't have that today, but what do we have today?
Well, whilst we were looking for cricket flour, we found a store that sells cricket bites. Yum. These are cricket snacks where you can eat a whole cricket, and it's supposedly a snack. And we have different flavors.
It's exactly like a chip. But instead of a potato, it's a cricket.
It's chirp chips.
Is that they're called?
No, they're called cricket bites. But I saw that the one brand was chirp chips.
Well, let me see one of those packets.
Okay. Well,
read off the flavors.
I need to read off the different flavors. We have five different flavors of cricket bites.
Hey, and Leighton, where can people buy these? Where did you buy them?
I bought them at cricketflowers.com, apparently.
No, I bought them.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Product placement.
You can edit that out, Ruben.
Where did you buy those crickets?
I did buy them on Amazon. Yeah. I bought them on Amazon. The dealer is...
By smashing the link.
I smashed the link. And what came flying out after I smashed that link was a whole bunch of dried crickets of different flavors. Five different flavors, to be exact. The first flavor is spicy cayenne peppers.
Ooh. That sounds kind of good.
Yeah.
That sounds like really spicy.
Jeff, you can look at that.
Look at it. You better take a bite.
Yeah.
So these are actual crickets.
Then we also have buffalo wing sauce.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Cricket flavored.
45 calories per pack.
What else is there? We have cheesy ranch.
Sustainable.
Yum. That one, I don't think I'll be a favor of. I love ranch, but I don't think I want to mix.
Then there's roasted original. You know, the original cricket.
The original.
Yeah, you know how a cricket tastes. It's that flavor, the original one. And then there's the hickory smoked bacon.
Mm.
It's like pork, except
hickory smoked
it's
bacon.
A cricket.
All right, so let's each taste the same one, and then we'll each taste all the different ones.
So I am like...
And give our thoughts.
I am
an extremely adventurous person as far as food goes.
Yeah. Okay?
But insects is very, very close to where I draw the line.
Oh, really?
Jeff.
What about spiders? Those
aren't
insects.
I would never eat a spider.
A snake?
Okay,
eat snake for sure.
Yeah.
I just tried the buffalo wing sauce.
Pretty decent.
I don't like it.
Okay.
But I can't tell if it's the flavor or if it's the cricket.
I can't tell if these are crickets or worms. It's hard to tell.
Spicy cayenne pepper.
I want to take like a fingerful. I want to take more than just one. Are you only eating one at a time?
No, I ate a couple.
Okay, good.
I have a fairly texture-oriented palate. And so the texture of these is kind of like a dry version of puffed rice. A dry version of Rice Krispies.
The truth is, I really did want to like this, and so far I just don't.
Yeah, it's...
They're very dry.
So dry. So the spicy wing sauce was meh.
Yeah, it was less than meh. It was
the cayenne pepper was like, it didn't have that much flavor.
The cayenne pepper is better, though.
Let me try this.
You can take that to the bank.
Yeah, the buffalo wing sauce has barely any flavor.
Cayenne pepper is better.
I'm holding out for the original. I mean, surely the original has to be the best.
Absolutely. All right, should we try the cheesy ranch?
Sure.
Cheesy ranch crickets. Make sure that you point their head down so they know which way to crawl. Oh. Oh, my goodness. These packs are hard to open.
Here, throw another one. I'll start opening up the other.
As far as the aesthetics of it, it does help a little bit that they're kind of like broken up. So they don't quite look like an entire insect. But it's still very recognizably an insect.
I think people who have a problem eating weird things, the best, just don't look at them closely. just grab a handful and don't look at them. Do you look at every chip before you eat it? No. You just put your hand in the bowl and you pop it in your mouth.
Cheesy ranch.
Is this the cheesy ranch?
Yeah. Cheesy ranch is, I dare say, kind of decent. It's...
Yeah.
It's kind of pleasant.
Cool ranch.
To the taste. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah,
I could kind of munch on those. Mm-hmm. I could kind of get into those, maybe.
I would say definitely so far this is the best.
Yeah. And now we're doing the roasted original.
Ooh, wait, aren't we going to do the bacon first? Or are we saving that till last?
No, yeah, let's do
the... Because we think that the bacon will be the best.
Yeah.
I'm a very much a save the best till last kind of guy.
Well, what do you think? Should we save the roasted original or the honey smoked bacon?
I think that the original is going to be better, but who doesn't love bacon and honey?
Yeah, so let's just go with the original. I think the original is going to be kind of bland, actually, and the most boring of them all.
Sometimes boring flavors are great.
Cricket on the wall. Who is the boringest roast of them all? Yeah, it's boring.
Is it salty at all?
Yes. Oh, it's almost smoky.
Oh, really?
It's like the most burnt flavor.
It's better than the cayenne pepper one.
Or the buffalo wing sauce one. Man, all this protein is getting me jacked up. Huh.
Jacked up.
I feel like
Massmann.
This is not
feeling buff.
This is not better than the cayenne pepper.
Cayenne pepper.
Cayenne pepper.
Alright.
The cayenne pepper, I don't know. Layton, you're supposed to eat that.
I'm about
little
to
little silica gel pack.
Right.
I'm about to eat.
That was definitely, yeah, the original was not great.
No.
It's a good thing they made five other flavors.
I would take the ranch over.
Yeah, the ranch was probably the best one I've tried so far.
Okay, so this is...
Here's to high expectations for the bacon.
I'm about to bite into cricket bacon.
Or is it bacon crickets?
I don't feel like it would be wrong for them to actually put very tiny bacon bits or maybe sprinkled bacon dust over it.
It wouldn't be as natural then.
I know, but Jeff,
not bad.
The initial flavor of it is like, oh man, But then it kind of just fades away.
That's because it's seasoning.
If you eat bacon and shrimp, or you expect some little bacon bits in there. So anyway,
man, smell your hands. Let's see how this. It's quite an adventure in there. Mm.
It smells like crickets.
Mm. Mm.
Eating crickets, mm. Batman.
You don't like that at all?
No.
Mm.
Okay.
We have leftover if anyone wants.
Yeah,
some.
Give me some of that ranch. I want to snack on some ranchy crickets. Overall, pretty horrible. Definitely does not substitute for chips.
Yeah.
No, this needs to be superfood before I would actually, and there'd be nothing else to eat.
And I'm also thinking.
Oh, it does say superfood on it.
It is a superfood, yeah. This is about like really those cool mealworms. Those mealworms. Have you ever seen those things that you can grow, the mealworms?
No.
It's like this tower that you can grow mealworms specifically for eating. And then you're supposed to like fry them up and put them in your salad or something.
I'm going to try some ranch just to see if it's still as good as it was.
It is. It's the only flavor that sticks around.
It doesn't get old.
Right.
Overall, I would not choose this above ants.
Well, since when are ants
on
the table?
I'm trying to make a dumb comparison to a snack that I don't actually eat.
Right.
Oh, you know what? The picture, it still looks better than the real thing. I mean, it looks better than what we're eating. The picture of the cricket looks more...
It looks more
like it's
crispy.
Like you are eating a whole healthy cricket.
Well, it just looks more juicy. I think I would enjoy that picture more than I'm enjoying the actual food.
I just want to sink my teeth into a juicy cricket that's flavored like ranch.
Hey, well, what's the difference? You're biting into a juicy slab of meat off of a chicken or a cow.
Let me tell you the difference. You're not eating the thing whole. You can't eat a whole cow.
Yeah.
Well, you can just eat the feet if that's all you want.
It would pretty much be a superfood if you would eat the whole thing in one sitting.
Superfood. No, need to do is try to train the crickets to feast on unique things so that, train the cricket
to
drink ranch, and then you kill it, and it tastes like ranch. That's what I want.
Yeah.
It's like the veal form of a cricket.
Right.
The veal
form. Yeah, because veal is...
Veal crickets, Batman.
Veal, Fliegelmassmann.
Fliegelmassmann.
Anyway, if you were thinking about...
I take a little bit of issue in them calling this sustainable superfood, because what kind of food? Like most kinds of food are just as sustainable as crickets are.
No.
Just because
you mean
how long
it lasts?
No, renewable, sustainable, whatever. Just because most people don't eat crickets does not make them more sustainable than cows.
Hold on. There's a whole YouTube video about this, Jeff.
Yeah, I feel like I need to. There's a 2-minute video. Could I just play it over the?
Sure. I can barely hear it.
For the reptile trade for about 8 years. And when we saw the impending need for food in the future, as well as the UN and FAO document citing how insects could be used, we decided to invest time, resources, and money into our 9,000 square foot farm. It's very exciting for us because the category, that being insect
9,000 is pretty small.
Case, primarily what is cricket flour,
not when you're growing crickets.
Exploded into the mainstream. What we're providing here is a superfood, primarily protein, as well as lots of other essential nutrients for people. The two most exciting parts of insects are their incredible nutritional profile and their benefit to the environment. They have a very, very low carbon footprint on the environment. So, for example, they use 90% less water to produce the same amount of protein that beef does. They also are great converters of food. So where beef takes 10 units of food and produces 1 unit of output, insects take 10 units of food and produce up to 7 units of output. So they're a very, very carbon neutral or green food. When you combine this with the excellent nutritional profile, it's really a win-win situation for everybody. So at Next Millennium Farms, we have 2 farms and 1 processing facility. These farms have a lot of innovation.
I could see this being a big issue if you lived on Mars. And you actually were really concerned about...
You were limited with the water.
Yeah, you were super limited with what you had, with the resources you had, but
Jeff, if we don't start eating crickets, the Earth will turn into Mars.
The Earth will just...
Don't you
all
get
the water
it?
Will disappear. But the thing is, with any water, it still comes back around somehow.
Yeah, I don't care how much water it uses.
Water is water. I mean, yeah, it might get contaminated and go into the ocean, and it eventually evaporate back into the sky and rain down where it was originally.
Do you know how inefficient almonds are? It takes up to 1 gallon of water just to produce one almond.
A single almond. That is not sustainable. We should stop eating almonds. Ban almonds.
And we export the almonds to China. We ship it from California all the way over to China.
Can't they grow their own almonds?
Well, the thing is, they're stealing our water.
They are stealing our water.
Chinese are stealing all of our water and turning America into Mars.
Yeah.
And now we got to eat crickets.
I think that they're doing well in marketing this as... Since it's not necessarily appealing for people just to eat crickets.
You can't peel a cricket. You can peel an almond.
You have to make it attractive somehow, and by saying that it is sustainable.
Make the cricket wear clothes.
Yeah.
Like really cute.
If they would
cute.
Make it cuter, then we'd be more into eating them.
I want to see a cricket with lipstick on. All right.
Hey, well, do you agree with me? That it looks more, what you're looking at, the picture of the cricket looks more appetizing than what we're eating.
It does a little bit.
And here's the other thing. That cricket is juicy and full of life. That's not what, we're eating a dried up cricket on the inside. What other, like when you see a burger, you don't see a cow that's healthy gnawing on grass in the field. You just see a burger.
Well, right, but we're not eating the one little part of the cricket. We're eating the entire cricket. Actually, Ruben, I disagree. The cricket on the outside of this packaging, the picture looks I wouldn't want to eat that because it's still got the antennae and the tail.
Well, there's some of these with antennae.
That would tickle all the way down.
The antennas are on some of these still.
Don't want a
the
cricket antennae, tickle.
Whatever you call them.
Anyway.
I wonder how many resources they're wasting drying these things. Like, do they dry them out in the sun, or do they put them through an industrial dryer?
Oh, it's industrial.
It's only 9,000 square foot.
And then, that's wasting all the energy you just saved.
We've been taking a dump on crickets, but let's hold out. Maybe the cricket flower is going to change our mind.
I thought you were going to say, like, make a joke about, like, when the cricket finally passes through us, and we'll see how that goes.
Anyway, if you do, it's definitely not good. And none of them, I would say, I enjoyed. I didn't enjoy any of them.
I agree, but if you are going to try one, take our advice. Get the cheesy ranch.
Cool ranch.
Yeah.
It's worth it. It is fun.
It was fun to try.
Yeah. It's kind of like Jeff's weird roasts of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
No, I wouldn't take it home. I wouldn't substitute it with Tim Hortons, but I'll try it.
I feel like you just hurt all our chances at a sponsorship.
Oh.
Layton, you're ruining our chances of getting free coffee.
I feel like those chances are kind of botched already. But in case there was someone thinking about sponsoring our cups of coffee, yeah, go ahead. Give it a try.
I guess change Layton's mind.
Yeah, change. Yeah! Yeah! Make me want to buy your grounds. All right? If you claim to be better than Tim Hortons or even Great Value... Then go ahead. Give us a free cup of coffee and change my mind.
Jeff, you need to bring McDonald's coffee sometime.
That actually
because I'm just curious how it tastes in a French press. Because I don't like McDonald's coffee through the drive-thru.
We should
just
also try different sweet teas.
Sweet teas would be good. This summer.
The summer edition.
Summer edition of the French press.
All right, was there anything else that we didn't cover that needs to be discussed?
Oh, boy. So many things.
All right.
No, not really.
We'll have another episode coming up next week. As far as I know, everyone's going to be here. And before we close this up and wrap it up, what is the point?
Ruben, the point is iTunes can tell if you're single. All right? Theodore is an elephant. Jeff has passed on... the single baton. Ruben got roasted by coffee. All right? And China is stealing our water. Also, crickets are terrible.
And what is the word of the week?
It has to be crickets.